CliffCentral.com.
Listen, we've got to get into this. So I mentioned DCX Bullion, and we're going to meet Dean, who is the CEO, in just a moment. He's also one of the founding partners. You need to expand your portfolio. You need to put your money in as many different places as possible and figure out ways to hedge your bets, because you work hard for that money, and there is no reason that you should allow the vagaries of central government and government reserve banks and interest rates and currencies that are being played with by all kinds of people all over the world, and again, by the institutions themselves. You should have some way of dealing with this. So let's first of all welcome Dean. Hi, it's Dion. Sorry, I said Dean. It's Dion Rabella. How are you, Dion? Nice to see you, man.
Finding you, Gareth.
Good. Great to have you on. So listen, tell us about DCX Bullion. I believe you guys have been going since 2018. And am I right that this is a good way to start thinking about hedging your bets against currencies?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Gareth, we founded, as I said, the business in 2018. And of course, it's evolved. Originally, we've mainly focused on silver. Mm-hmm. But then we started to see a greater need. Of course, if you look what's happening in the world, you look globally, the markets are overinflated. There's a lot of uncertainty. Yeah. COVID-19 brought massive money being poured into all the economy, so which they call quantitative easing, which they needed to do. But of course, that also does affect the power of the money that we own.
Sure.
And then, of course, if we look locally, South Africa is in also a different position. I mean, we got a rand that can fluctuate from 19 rand to the dollar, right down to 13 rand, and then it jumps around. But the problem is we're also on the cliff of a fiscal cliff. And I was actually reading an article in News 24 this morning where, of course, with the last policy statement now done in October.
Correct.
And I mean, it's very clear that we're in trouble, and certain things need to change in order for us to avoid that. But it's how we do it that's going to really, really matter.
I mean, essentially, you know, I mentioned earlier, people work really hard for their money, and sometimes what happens to the value of that money has nothing to do with you. It's not your fault. There are people who are playing with the currency. There are governments who are making good and bad decisions. There's too much left to chance, and why should you be victim to that? And I think everybody gets that you should have some of your money in something that people have trusted for the longest time, which is, you know, precious metals in this case. So how does it actually work? Because, I mean, I like the idea of silver. I've got some silver, not a whole lot of it, but I think it's a good idea to have some of it. I mean, these precious metals, they're never going to completely lose their value. It's a store of value. For some people, it's the best store of value. And let's talk about how exactly you can own this, because these are also, in the case of platinum anyway, it's a massive player in the green economy, which means that their value just goes up and up and up over time. Tell us about how it actually works and how we can get invested.
So Gareth, you state a very clear thing that gold and silver have been a safe haven hedge and a hedge against inflation since millennia. I mean, we've been trading with gold and silver since we could trade, literally.
Right. So absolutely,
10,000 years.
That used to be what the actual currency was.
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing. Of course, old Richard Nixon decided very differently in 1971. And remove the dollar from the gold standard. And that fundamentally changed how the value of fiat currencies, which is the dollar, the rand, are actually maintained. And of course, if you look at the dollar's value since, I think it was 1913, from its inception to now, the loss of value has been so significant. What you could buy for $100 100 years ago to what you can buy now is two different things. And you know, we sit...
And the rand even more so.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to go into, is if we look at the rand, and this is a big concern, we've just had massive a hike on fuel. So food inflation is going up, and that affects everything. And they say there's probably another 3 to 4 price increases coming on fuel. So that is concerning. And, you know, when we talk on products. We looked at, originally, like I said, was silver. We had to look at gold, and we looked at gold specifically in the form of a medallion, which we offer from a tenth of an ounce right up to 32 ounces, which is a kilogram of gold.
Wow.
And medallions fall into the same category class as jewelry and collector coins.
Yeah, because there are rules around that, right? I mean, you can't just...
Correct.
You can't own an ingot of gold. You have to actually have it in some form.
Yeah, well, you can own little bars, but they're serialized. You've got to have a full paper trail. You can only own certain quantities of it. Krugerrands, also another form of bullion. They are legal tender. They're the same thing as the notes in your wallet. So they do belong to the government. Yes, you own the value of that Krugerrand. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it is government property. So medallions are very unique that they fit into this class of asset where they actually don't harbor any of these things. So, for instance, you could, if you chose to fly out tonight on an airplane, you don't need to have paperwork or anything. It's like you're owning a piece of jewelry. So we looked at gold. You know, gold, you need a beneficiation license to hold any unfinished article. Mm-hmm. And the same applies to platinum. But silver, on the other hand, is you can own granules, you can own dust, you can own bars, you can own medallions. Wow. So silver is a little bit more open. So what we did is we looked at, like I said, gold. We said we're going to stick to medallions, and we're going from a tenth of an ounce up to a kilogram. Silver, we go from an ounce right up to a 2 kilogram bar, which we focused on for actual investing.
Yeah.
So per gram, it's your best option. And then we had to look at platinum. And, you know, we consult with a lot of industry experts, and we got a guy who's world renowned, and he gives us all our information. And initially, when he said platinum, I said, you know what? It's done. You know, it's part of the AutoCAT, and that's where platinum was mainly used.
Mm.
And he said, don't be foolish. And we sat down, and we did probably about a 6-hour discussion on platinum and where it's going. And interesting enough, you mentioned the green economy. Now, both silver and platinum are industrial metals. Right. And that's what sets them apart from gold. And this is also where they have real value. Now, you look at silver, for instance. Silver is sitting about $24-$30 an ounce, and platinum sitting at about $1,100 an ounce. Now, in, of course, 2008, when platinum peaked, it was over $2,000 an ounce. And there was a massive pullback in the industry, and there was a move away from platinum more to palladium. Now, what's very interesting, and this has started to happen over the last 2 years, is there's a massive drive back into platinum from an autocatalytic converter perspective. But also when we, like you mentioned, the green economy, there's a lot of exciting things happening. And the world we're going into is, you know, the next 10 years, the world will fundamentally shift in ways we've never actually could believe.
Right.
Well, I mean, we look at cell phones. If you'd said to 20 years ago that we'd have these objects that control our lives on every single level. And we look at the green economy, and what the major push there is carbon neutral. So, of course, you've got a big push in Europe through legislation. China's coming through with also legislation where
that's right.
Eventually, by 2030, around 2060, they don't want any naturally aspirated fossil fuel vehicles on the road.
Yeah.
So we had this really exciting South African. I'm sure you know him, Gareth, Elon Musk.
No, haven't heard of him. I've never heard that name before. That sounds he sounds interesting. I'll look him up.
Yeah, he's quite an interesting guy, and in fact, he's got a great book. If you haven't read it, you need to read it. It's quite interesting to think a boy from Pretoria is the richest man in the world.
Yeah,
he had a crazy dream. I mean, he spoke about rockets that could take off and land, but then he also spoke about these electrical cars. And people said, please, electrical car technology is not going to work. And he proved them wrong. You know, he was bold enough to say by 2020, I will sell 1 million Teslas.
Mm-hmm.
He achieved that in March of last year. And then he went on further to say that by 2023, he wants to be selling 1 million Teslas per annum.
Jeez.
And of course, what that did is that transformed the whole automotive industry. So you got every single major player, you hear it on all the time.
Yep.
BMW, Mercedes, well, they're I mean, all he's, bringing out
And he's eclipsed them all. I mean, he's built the most valuable car company in the world. And 10 years ago, you'd never have bet on them. I'm curious, though. I just want to go back to this because I'm one of those people who I have to visualize things. So how do I buy platinum? Because I'm sold on the idea. I mean, I see that platinum has all these actual industrial uses. It's also a terrific store of value. It's much rarer than the other metals. Can I get a platinum medallion or do I get bullion? How does it work?
Yeah. So Gareth, we you know, the big driver of this business was to make physical bullion. And I have to emphasize that. Physical bullion available to everybody. So, of course, we've got our high net worth individuals who can go and spend 50,000 to 1 million to 5 million rand on bullion. And they would then do a spread depending on what they believe would be right for them and their portfolio. But we also believe, and this is why, you know, when we just touched briefly on the South African economy, and we are in the midst of a sovereign default. And, you know, I'm going to answer your platinum question now, but just to explain it is, what does that mean? You know, if we look at a country like Argentina, who defaulted June of last year, their peso in January 2020, was around 59 pesos to the dollar. Mm-hmm. They defaulted in June of last year. Currently, their peso is sitting at 101 pesos to the dollar. So in the space of nearly 2 years, they've lost half their wealth. And what's interesting, we did an exercise where we said, okay, if I bought, I had 1 million pesos in the bank versus I bought 1 million pesos worth of gold, what would the value of my money be? And interesting enough, if you'd bought 1 million pesos of gold in January of 2020, you currently would be sitting on 2.1 million pesos worth in gold of pesos. And of course, if you look where the peso is, it's halved in value. Yeah. So that million pesos would be worth probably 400,000 pesos in buying value. Yeah. So, you know, you talk about, you know, platinum and that. So we wanted to make this available to the masses. So we looked at a scheme called Monthly Medallion Club. And what it essentially is it allows people to earn grams of gold, silver or platinum on a monthly basis.
Awesome.
Now, we are the only company that's actually doing this where you're actually buying the grams of gold, silver or platinum. Awesome. And we offer it from as little as 375 rand to a value of anything above 10,000 rand. You can decide. There's four different package levels.
Mm-hmm. This is very handy information. I mean, I love the idea that you can actually own this stuff. How do we get hold of you guys and where can we find out more? Because we're out of time for this morning, but I definitely want to look this up and take a little bit of a more detailed look at what it is that you guys have on offer.
Yeah, Gareth, if you go onto our website, which is www.dcxbullion.com, or you can send us an email at info@dcxbullion.com and give us a shout. I mean, we're more than happy to assist, like I said, from your entry-level people to people wanting to move considerable portions of their wealth out of rands and into bullion.
Beautiful. Dion, I love it. Thank you so much for explaining all of this to us this morning. I think your Argentina example is terrifying, but at the same time, it's something we've got to think about. And we will hopefully catch up with you again soon. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks a million, Gareth.
Very good. There's Dion Rabello, and that's dcxbullion.com. Go and take a look at what they're doing on offer there. CliffCentral.com.